Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life. Hi, Rebels. We have something really special to share with you. For the next 6 weeks, we'll be airing 16 episodes from our Growing Up Powerful series. These are stories about dealing with big feelings, growing up, and connecting to the world around you. And just so you know, some of these themes may be mature for our younger rebels. We encourage listening with your grown-up. We hope you enjoy. And now, episode 16 of Growing Up Powerful, Expert Talk with Girls Helping Girls, period.
Hello, and welcome to Growing Up Powerful, the bonus episode. I'm Asha, your co-host on the Rebel Girls Growing Up Powerful series, and I'm here with some very special guests who are standing up for women's rights and working hard to achieve menstrual equity. To tell us about what menstrual equity is, we invited two of the three founders of Girls Helping Girls, period, Quinn and Elise Joy, and Jennifer Weiss-Wolf, Vice President at NYU Law's Brennan Center for Justice. She's also the executive director of the Birnbaum Women's Leadership Network and author of the book Periods Gone Public, Taking a Stand for Menstrual Equity. Hello and welcome. Can you tell us a little about yourselves, please?
Hi, I'm Elise Joy. I am a co-founder of Girls Helping Girls, period, along with my daughters, Quinn and Emma, and I serve as our executive director.
Hi, I'm Quinn. I'm also a co-founder of Girls Helping Girls, period.
Hi, I'm Jennifer. I am a lawyer and an advocate and a writer, and I wrote the book called Periods Gone Public.
Okay, and what exactly is this term you use a lot, menstrual equity?
Often people have said that those of us who get periods should just take on the responsibility of making sure we always have what we need to manage them. If you need pads or tampons, just make sure you always have them. That's what other people do. But in the same way that if you are a student of any gender who raises their hand in school to go to the bathroom because you need to pee, you're going to the bathroom to do something your body naturally does. And when you go there, you will find everything you need to take care of yourself. But if you're a person who raises your hand to go to the bathroom because you need to care for your period, another completely natural bodily function, you do not find everything you need in the bathroom, and not finding it can lead to an accident, embarrassment, more stigma and shame, you're needing to leave school, you're not coming to school in the first place. All of that has an impact on education, and in the workplace, it can have an impact on work. That's what we're talking about when we're talking about menstrual equity. You can almost think of it as bathroom equity. Everyone should be able to go into a bathroom and find whatever they need to do the natural things our bodies do, and then go back to class, go back to work, go back to living their lives.
Whoa, I never thought of it like that.
For a long time, periods weren't really spoken about publicly, definitely not spoken about by lawmakers, by legislators, by leaders in our society. So we ended up with a lot of inequitable circumstances where we discovered that for lack of menstrual products, people might sit out of school, they might not be able to go to work. For lack of menstrual education, they might not even understand what's happening to them so that they could take care of themselves to the best of their ability. So until you name a problem, you can't really forge a solution. But putting it in the framework of equity enabled people to do both, to name the problem and think about solutions.
Fantastic. And how did you all get involved in this kind of work? Girls Helping Girls, period, started with collecting donations of pads and tampons, right?
We started having parties. We called them Party at Our Pad. And they were just fun parties. We invited everybody we knew, all the moms, all the aunts, all the friends, some of the dads came too, which is great. And we started getting some donations and we donated, and it really just never stopped. And I think something to highlight is that it was in our very own community. It was at my own high school and middle school and elementary school.
When we did our first project, we were able to take all of those donations and turn them into one-year packs that were given to families at a local food pantry. And for those 180 families, it was really significant because it meant for the next year, they just didn't have to worry about how they were going to manage their periods, which is how we all should be.
So I met the Joy family when they had initiated this project, or maybe a little bit after. It was early January in 2015, and my mind was blown. I had never thought about this before. And because I have this background as a lawyer and as somebody who thinks about public policy and systemic change, that was where my mind went right away. So we were super excited to host a party.
Right. Hey, Rebels, you know who offers some of the greatest music halls, performances, and online musical education resources for kids and families? Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 to 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes. Check out Animal or Instrument, a quiz that asks you to listen to sounds and then guess how they were made. Or dive into the Musical Explorers Around the World map, where you can experience musical traditions such as Vietnamese folk, Colombian cumbia, bluegrass, and jazz from the U.S., and so much more. Carnegie Hall Kids will ignite your imagination and put a rhythm in your every move. Start the musical journey early and go to kids.carnegiehall.org to check out fun, child-friendly games and quizzes. I have to tell you about my friend Penelope. She's hilarious. She only eats cheese doodles and canned beans, and she loves to sing and fly through walls. Wait, did I tell you that Penelope is my imaginary friend? Well, she is, but she's totally real to me. Anywho, Penelope and I are very excited because there's a new movie coming out on May 17 all about imaginary friends. It's called IF, which stands for Imaginary Friends. Pretty cool, am I right? IF is so much fun, with lovable fuzzy giants and bright new galaxies. It stars Kaylee Fleming as Bee, a girl who discovers that she can see everyone else's IFs. Meanwhile, Cal, played by Ryan Reynolds, can also see IFs. Together, they team up and go on a magical adventure to reconnect forgotten IFs with their kids. IF is from the brilliant mind of writer-director John Krasinski. It also stars John Krasinski, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Maya Rudolph, John Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Emily Blunt, Awkwafina, and Steve Carell, just to name a few. It celebrates the incredible power of curiosity and creativity, and it's definitely a laugh-out-loud adventure for the whole family. IF comes out in theaters starting May 17th and is guaranteed to knock your socks off. What? Oh, Penelope says she wears two pairs of socks at all times. Also, that imaginary friends get limitless refills on popcorn. So join us in the theater on May 17. Bring your imaginary friends too.
Okay, so the three of you write and talk about periods a lot. What does that feel like?
There are a lot of people who think it's not something we should talk about. But getting a period is as natural and normal as anything else our bodies do. And we think it's really important that we have a place where we can all talk about them. We can learn about them. We can learn about the issues. We can learn about the problems. We can talk about solutions. And our blog is a place where we want readers to be able to go and learn ideas for how to manage their periods. And very, maybe most importantly, we have a spot called PS, Period Stories, where anybody who gets a period, and even people who don't get periods, can share their period stories. We all have them. Some of us have a lot of them. And until we all get comfortable with talking about periods, it's really hard to solve the problems surrounding them. We want everyone to feel as comfortable as they can talking about this thing that makes our bodies do amazing things.
I actually want to add on that. I think something in my own life that I just have never really personally felt was the natural stigma that there is around menstruation. And it is all because I always was loud about it. I always talked about it with my friends. It was something we bonded over. It was never a source of shame for me, as it shouldn't be for anyone else.
Okay, so what can we do to support Girls Helping Girls and this movement?
A really great place to start is education and advocacy. I think there are lots of knowledge gaps among everybody in our community, those who menstruate and those who don't, about menstrual equity as a whole. And I think that's a great place to start, is always just educating yourself and maybe educating some of your friends and people around you as it comes up in conversation, or start the conversation. I think looking into your own community gives it a personal connection, gives you more of a drive to want to make the change where you are. And starting small is the best way to make change.
Make the change where you are. Yes, I love it. Elise?
One of the best things you can do is simply to talk about it, to educate yourself, to educate others. And I'm talking about, regardless of your gender, it's important that we all understand how all of our bodies work. And you don't always get all of that education in school, and a lot of people don't get it at home. The other thing is, we have found that when we talk to business owners, when we talk to principals, when we talk to people about the need to make their spaces more equitable, most of the time, they were not aware of the problem, but they want to be part of the solution. They just need to have the discussion. So talking about it really, really helps.
You do not need to go, you know, walk up the steps of Capitol Hill and go speak to your U.S. senator. You can speak to community leaders. You can speak to people who have influence in your own life and community. But you can leverage all of your gifts. If you are great at social media, if you are a poet, if you are an artist, if you are an athlete, there are so many ways you can tell your story. There's room at the table for everybody and so many forms of storytelling.
That's so helpful, yes. Well, thank you all for your amazing work, Jennifer, Elise, and Quinn.
Thank you so much for helping us spread the word about ending period poverty.
Thanks so much for everything.
It's been a great conversation.
This podcast is a production of Rebel Girls. This episode was narrated by me, Margaret Ying Drake, as Asha, with special guests Jennifer Weiss-Wolf and Elise and Quinn Joy. It was produced and directed by Deborah Goldstein, with Joy Smith and Haley Dapkus. Sound design and mixing by Mumble Media. It was edited by Abby Scher. Our executive producers are Jess Wolf and Joy Smith. Original theme music was composed and performed by Elektra Barjaki. A special thanks to the whole Rebel Girls team who make this podcast possible. Until next time, stay rebel! If you like what you heard here and want to learn more, check out the newest book from Rebel Girls, Growing Up Powerful, a guide to keeping confident when your body is changing, your mind is racing, and the world is complicated. With stories from rebels all over the world and guidance from some brilliant experts, this book is our newest BFF. Order your copy of Growing Up Powerful today on Amazon or anywhere you purchase books.
Hi, Rebels. We have some exciting news. We've decided to make this podcast completely free for our listeners. With this change, even more girls can enjoy stories of empowering women. And don't worry, episodes will continue to come out every week, wherever you listen to podcasts. See you next time. Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.